Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Fight flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets out. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 28 April 2021. Welcome to tonight's program. We're going to bring up a special guest in a minute. I haven't had him on for a long time. We're going to talk to Daniel Brigham in a minute. We're going to share some news that's happening. Then I'm going to ask Daniel to share with you what happened to a couple of his family members when they took the so-called vaccine. Before I do that, don't forget we are going to have Bible study this weekend at 10:30 a.m. Eastern, starting out, and then 11:30 current events, and then at 1 o'clock we're going to have Pastor Rodney Brown on, the one's arrested in Florida back the first part of last year when he wouldn't shut the church down. Then gives testimony about what's coming down. Then on the next time we Bible study, the 15th of May, we're going to have Dr. Madey on, Dr. Carrie Madey on, telling you so much information about what's in the so-called vaccines. Now, I'll share some of it with you in a minute, but you don't want to miss these, folks. You really don't. When I give up an hour that I can teach to somebody else for a testimony, believe me, it's important. I wouldn't do it. But you can join us if you like by going to PastorButch.com and click on live stream. You can watch us live as we go through the services and the testimonies. You can join us, whatever you want to do, call, ask questions. We can listen on the phone with a very simple phone number. No IDs, nothing to punch in. Just dial this number, 339-209-5013. 339-209-5013. And if you miss that, you can call us in the office tomorrow. Tomorrow will be an office day. I'll be here all day. Till about from 9 o'clock to 9 o'clock in the morning to about 3:45. Now I have to do a radio show at 4 o'clock, so I won't be on it. I won't be on able to answer the phone right up to 4 o'clock. But nonetheless, I'll be here. You can call us, ask questions, place orders, whatever you want to do, at 800-777-4403. If you have long distance, you'll save us some money if you'll call us at our toll number 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. We're still offering a 62-page report on why the King James Bible is being attacked with comparisons to the other perversions out there. That's very important. We ask donation of $15 to pay for the postage and handling. That's all we're asking for, folks. And the DVD from about 20-some doctors, including Dr. Tim Penny, Dr. Madey, and Dr. Mikovits and others, who tell you not to take this vaccine. From all over the world, folks, not just here in America. 10:50, you get this DVD in your hands. Very important. You make copies of it, share with your friends and family, but for goodness sake, spread it all everywhere you can. Please do that. That's so important. And one more announcement. I just got this in this afternoon. We have, right now, a few Berkeys available. As you know, we ran out last week. We now have some big Berkeys and Royal Berkeys while they last, and they will not last much past Friday at the latest. So if you want to get a Berkey, and everyone needs clean water. Folks, for $250, $300, you can guarantee yourself fresh water. You can't beat that. For you and your family, and get off the roof of the house, out of the creek, out of a mud hole, whatever you want. You'll have clean water with the Berkey. The big Berkey is available. That does 2 1/4 gallon. The Royal Berkey is available as long as it lasts. It is 3 1/4 gallon. Now, we also now finally have back in stock a few shower heads, the shower filter heads. I have those on my shower. I wouldn't do without it. So they're available now while they last. But, folks, they're not going to last long. Usually 2 or 3 days and they're going. So call tomorrow and get your Berkey while you can at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. And Daniel Brigman, are you there?
Yeah, Pastor. So good to be with you.
Good to hear from you. I don't hear you much on radio anymore. You've been moving and all kinds of stuff, and you've just been kind of absent for a while.
Well, something like that. I don't know, but I'm glad to be here with you, I can tell you that.
Well, it's been a long time, and it's not to put you off, but just so much stuff going on. I only have, you know, 3 live nights a week. And, Daniel, the news is popping everywhere. There's so much to cover. I mean, it's unbelievable. But there is some good news here I want to share very quickly. This just happened in our state just a couple of days ago. West Virginia is now a Second Amendment sanctuary state. And what this means is it was signed into law, HB 2694, signed into law. This is what it means, folks. This means that state and local government officials will be under order to not enforce or assist in federal enforcement of any federal bans or regulation on firearms, magazines, ammunition, or firearm accessories. This will make it significantly less likely for Biden's gun control to be enforced. West Virginia said, keep your hands off our guns. That's why I stay where I am. It's not a big state. Matter of fact, you're going to lose a house, a seat in the house because they're losing population. It's one of the poorest states. But we've got enough sense to hang on to our guns. So I'm going to stay here. I'm down here in the holler by myself, and I kind of like it that way. I'm going to stay here. Any comments, Daniel?
Well, I think that's more than important. I mean, that's huge news. I don't know if Idaho was the first, but I know Idaho was one of the first. I know Montana just did. Your state, I think Arizona is considering it. There's a handful of states that have done this or are about to do this. And for them to make this stand, this isn't just, radio shows like yours saying this. People are really feeling the heat and really feeling the necessity to take such a step that saying that we believe there's a good chance the federal government is going to be so outside of the law and so tyrannical.
It already
is. We need
is.
To take steps here. Yes. That we need to take steps here in this state that we will not follow anything they do. That's a huge statement in and of itself.
Well, you know, stop thinking about this, Daniel. I'm not being a genius, but I do sometimes pray and think things through. A de facto power or government becomes a de jure power or government when the people consent to the tyranny.
You know, that was one of my biggest concerns with this whole mask mandate, businesses going in, out, whatever. That was one of my biggest concerns. I mean, America has about at least 1,000 years, but probably 1,500 years of common law heritage has been passed down to us in the United States. And one of the most basic things in common law is this idea that you have control over your body and nobody can make you take a medical procedure. I mean, that's just as basic. In fact, it's so basic that Thomas Jefferson wanted to include one of the amendments in the first
yes.
Bill of Rights. He wanted to include something along those lines, and everybody said, that's ridiculous.
It's not necessary.
Thomas,
he was backed by a physician back then, too, wouldn't do the same thing, and they said, we don't need this. They couldn't foretell that one day this would be in this mess. And speaking about protection of bodies, now, you probably heard the Supreme Court ruling on gene patenting, didn't you?
Go ahead. Tell me.
All right. Now, folks, I'm going to read this. So take a second. I'm going to read this to you because this is very, very, very important. Dr. Madej, Dr. Tenpenny, Dr. Mikovits warned us about this months ago. Said it was going to happen. These vaccinations of Pfizer and Moderna are not vaccinations. They are nanobots that will change your DNA base. Now, this is the truth. Now, listen to what the Supreme Court just ruled. There's not been a lot written about his recent Supreme Court case, Association for Molecular Pathology, AMP, versus Myriad Genetics. It was a case concerning Myriad Inc.'s patent of the BRCA gene, a gene used to indicate a higher chance of developing breast cancer. AMP argued that Myriad's patent gave them rights to naturally occurring DNA. Myriad, in turn, contended that the modifications to DNA were novel and therefore patentable. Just a few days ago, the court released its unanimous decision that supports AMP's argument that genes cannot be patented. Now, folks, pay attention. However, that word changes everything. However, the court decision also states that synthetically created DNA can be patented. In essence, the court made the decision to prevent companies from owning the blueprints of natural human creation, but left the door open for synthetically created DNA to be patentable.
Wow.
What do you think about that, Daniel?
Well, so basically they just said transhumanists can be patented, so that if, you know, let's say it's pretty obvious that this COVID shot, this experimental shot, is changing, manipulating DNA. So it changes and manipulates your DNA, and then the result of what comes of it, now they're saying basically that is patentable. So the changes that they make to your body, really against your knowledge, against your consent, really, your informed, against your conformed consent anyway, that those steps now become their property. I mean, this is... I mean, it's just another example of Big Pharma's war against humanity, war against creation. It is. It's atrocious. It's disgusting.
Revelation 18 says that, and I always wonder about this, said they'll make merchandise of men's souls. In Nehemiah chapter 9, he said that they have, now this is what it says, folks, in your Bible, they have dominion over our bodies. Let that sink in. Because of our sins, he said, our leaders have dominion over their bodies. Then, folks, they tell you wear your seatbelt, wear a helmet, get your vaccines, and you say, yes, sir, master. Every time they do it, that's what you do. And now they're going to patent the unique quality that you have that makes you you. That's just about, that is as much as you can be of you, your DNA. Is that part of your soul? I certainly think so, because that makes Butch Paul, Butch Paul, that's my DNA, and Daniel Brigman, that's his DNA. No other DNA like it anywhere in creation, but they now own it.
You know, I do a lot of news articles just like you, and I forget them, and then sometimes I'll go back to look at them, and they're gone. I mean, just gone, like they disappeared.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But one of the stories I heard, and this was before the COVID shot came out, it was some people were taking the experimental shot in a test trial, and they reported feeling distant and feeling like disconnected, almost disconnected from their body. Like, and then you put this together with the God gene and the discovery of that, and,
sure,
and the connection to your pineal gland and how that radiates out to the universe and your connection with the infinite. And it just, I mean, you cannot help but imagine or wonder if this is, you know, physically DNA scientifically separating us from our creator. I mean, not just
that's what happened. That's what happened before the flood, you know that.
Yes.
Man's DNA become polluted with women,
yes,
getting with the fallen angels, and DNA's polluted, so God killed everyone but the last family of pure human beings left. Only know his family, and that's all. It was all left, folks. Noah wasn't saved because he was good. He was saved because he was the last pure family left. That's why he found grace in the eyes of the Lord. That's Bible. But you have to understand, this is prophesied. Psalms 17:5 said, "Cursed be the man that puts his trust in man, and makes flesh his arm, whose heart departeth from the Lord." There's a curse on us. And folks, the Satan is not stupid enough to bring in this device wide open. He's doing it with us volunteering into it, thinking it's going to help us. I mean, Satan has done this for years, folks, with many other programs like Social Security, Medicaid, Medicare, HUD. All that was brought in by satanic powers, Kabbalist powers, to control the people and own the people. And now here we are at the final takedown. Daniel, I didn't mean to carry it away. This is amazing.
Well, it's bad enough they put, you know, Social Security, they put the number on you to follow you the rest of your life. And now they're just said, well, we don't need a number anymore. We'll just go ahead and just change you scientifically. I can remember my, it was my grandpa's Social Security card, my dad's. I looked on it one time and on the bottom, I mean, you know, he had the original Social Security card. And on the card it says, Shall not be used for identification.
Mine has that on it too. I laminated. Mine has that on there too.
And I have that card. The new ones don't say that. The new ones don't say that anymore.
No, they don't. But stop and think about this. Now, I'm sorry, I don't mean to keep interrupting you, but I'm excited about this. I'm not excited, but it's news I want to share. And I know you too, but you go ahead and I'll make my comments.
Well, that's how you mentioned about the fact, though, becomes du jour. It becomes, if we accept these things, they just go on, just like Social Security number. I mean, now, basically, for all intents and purposes, a Social Security number is your identification. I mean, my gosh, I went to get a power bill in my name, went to get a power bill, and they wanted to know my damn Social Security number.
Oh, yes.
I said, what the hell? I said, what the hell do you need a Social Security number for? What do you, this is ridiculous. So I went on and on, and I complained so much, I finally got it where they didn't have to do one. I had to put a deposit down, all this. I was just, God almighty, can we just be left alone even to get power to a house?
That isn't going to happen. Isn't going to happen. You know, I made this point a long time ago. For 12 years, I did not have a driver's license, Daniel, and I didn't have a legal driver's license because I wouldn't do a digital picture. And we finally won the case and didn't have to do that. It took a long time. But 12 years without a driver's license. When I did get them renewed without the digital picture, the number I had on 12 years earlier was still on my driver's license. That number is attached to you for your life also. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing?
Yeah,
amazing.
Yeah, it is.
Now, I want to share one more article with you, then we'll go to, I'm going to go to your story. This is from Dr. Batar. You've heard of him, right?
Yes, of course.
The Advanced Medical Channel. This is what he says. He said, and so the cookie starts to crumble. The Chinese Biological Laboratory in Wuhan is owned by GlaxoSmithKline, which accidentally owns Pfizer. The one who makes a vaccine against the virus, which was accidentally started at the Wuhan Biological Lab, and which was accidentally funded by Dr. Fauci, who accidentally promotes the vaccine. GlaxoSmithKline is accidentally managed by the finance division of BlackRock, which accidentally manages the finances of the open foundation company, Soros Foundation, which accidentally manages the French AXA. Soros accidentally owns a German company, Winterthur, which accidentally built a Chinese laboratory in Wuhan and was bought by the German Alliance, which coincidentally has Vanguard as a shareholder, who coincidentally is a shareholder of BlackRock, which coincidentally controls central banks and manages about a third of global investment capital. BlackRock also is coincidentally a major shareholder of Microsoft, owned by Bill Gates, who coincidentally is a shareholder of Pfizer, which, remember, sells a miracle vaccine, and coincidentally is now the first sponsor of the WHO. Now you understand how a dead bat sold in a wet market in China has infected the whole planet. Says also keep in mind that CDC is a private corporation. It is not affiliated with the U.S. government. It owns 35-ish vaccine patents. This gives them a vested interest in making sure the information pushed publicly promotes vaccines regardless of safety. And consider this, since the CDC is privately owned, how many of the above corporations and individuals also have a stake in CDC's ownership? How's that for coincidences and accidents?
Well, it's all coincidental, Pastor. It's all nonsense what you're saying.
It is.
It's all happenstance. It's completely happenstance.
It has to be. There couldn't be a conspiracy here. Surely not. Not in America. Americans are too smart to fall for conspiracies. Oh, God help us.
I'll tell you what, they're not too smart for it. They're not too smart to roll up their arm and take some experimental shot.
That's exactly right.
You put enough propaganda in front of them and enough mind control, and they'll do, they're proving it, they'll do just about anything, at least a big percentage of America. I told on Michelle, and you called me after you heard this, I told some stories about, and I'm not even, listen, Ray Zeller, But if you don't know by now, you probably can guess. There's no way I'll ever take that shot or anything like it as long as I'm able or whatever. At least knowingly, I'm not doing any of this. So, but at the same time, I'm not out soliciting for this information, what I'm about to tell you. This is in my family, and I don't have a big family. And so people started telling me what's happening to them. One of my aunt's husbands, my uncle by marriage, my aunt, coincidentally, she got a flu shot about 20 years ago, got spinal meningitis, almost died. The doctor said there's no way that could have come from the flu shot. And she said, well, he told her, well, have you been around? What, have you been to work or something? No, I work from home remotely. Have you been here? No. Have you been? No possible way. She got it from the flu shot. She believes 100%. She will never get any type of vaccine shot ever again. That's my aunt. The person she married, my uncle, he got the shot. He was hell-bent against it. Okay, I had not seen him. We went somewhere or something, or he did. No, I can't remember.
Wait a minute. You said he was against it, but he went ahead and took it?
No, she was against it.
He
took it. She's adamant against anything. He took it, and I hadn't seen him for about 4 to 6 weeks after his first shot, somewhere about around a month, give or take. And I looked at him, and I would have sworn he aged 10 years in his face, for real. It's like somebody sucked the life out of him or something. It was weird. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, oh, my gosh. I didn't want to say anything to him. I thought, well, maybe he's having a bad day, you know, whatever. I mean, I don't know, maybe sick. I don't know. He looked different. He went and got the second shot. My other uncle, Uncle Kevin, is on the show with me. You know Uncle Kevin.
Oh, yeah.
He saw him. Okay, he saw him. I didn't see him. I said, boy, he looked bad after that first shot. And he said, boy, you should see him after this second shot. I said, whoa. So then I get a call. I don't know how far it was after the second shot. It wasn't long, within a couple weeks or so. My aunt calls and says that Uncle Steve was in church and all of a sudden he couldn't see straight. I said, what? Couldn't see straight? Yeah, he couldn't see, couldn't read the Bible. He could still see like light or whatever, but he couldn't see, if that makes sense. He could see,
basically
but
blind.
He couldn't see.
Basically blind, yeah.
Right. Legally blind, right. I said, wow. Holy cow. And I just thought, well, you know, wow, okay. That's kind of crazy. I mean, obviously, when something like that, it wasn't my first thought about the shot he took, but I was like, oh, well, who knows, right? Okay. So there's one instance. He goes to the doctor. The doctor says, oh, he's got something, cataracts or glaucoma. I'm like, well, I mean, he just all of a sudden can't see. I mean, it just doesn't even make sense to me. My wife's uncle, okay, this is a totally separate person, my wife's uncle, right after I hear this story, he got the shot. He is just living his life, whatever. And he goes blind. He goes dark, blind.
Wow.
And I was
wow.
What? And, you know, they're both older. They're both over 60. I'm not sure how my wife's uncle is, but they're both over 60, maybe mid-60s, somewhere around there. And now I am starting to think about the shot. I'm like, whoa, okay. My wife's other uncle, he ends up in the hospital sometime after taking the shot with neuropathy in his feet, spontaneous neuropathy, and he's never had diabetes.
Oh, wow. Blood flow shut down.
He never had diabetes.
Yes, now, said blood flow shut down. Wow, that's amazing. Oh, gosh.
Right. This is, and he's a little older than Mitzi. He's probably early 70s. And I'm thinking, are you kidding me? My aunt calls me, my other aunt calls me and says one of her clients, their niece got the shot and now has Bell's palsy. My other friend called me, and his neighbor got the shot and said his arm went numb. I mean, I'm getting these calls. I'm not even soliciting this information, is what I'm trying to tell you. And I'm putting all this together. And then I start talking to people like Dr. Group. Dr. Group calls me and tells me about his friend. And I put together about the guy never had, his friend's father never had diabetes, and all of a sudden has diabetes in the hospital off the charts, and he dies in the hospital. I'm like, what the? I mean, I'm putting all this all together. And they're telling us that they're going to pause the Johnson & Johnson shot because six people had some blood trouble. That is BS.
It is. And by the way, what kind of shots did your family have? What were they, Pfizer?
I don't know.
Moderna?
I don't know. I don't know, and I don't know that they even know. You know, I did ask. I didn't ask all of them because I did. You know, I've already had this discussion with the med. I begged my one uncle not to. I for the love of God, will you please not get this shot? And well, we see where that got me. So I it's like a part of me didn't even want to go back there with the conversation, you know what I mean? So, mm-hmm. I don't know. But the Johnson & Johnson, they're telling us that six people have some blood trouble. Okay,
right.
That's the biggest bunch of nonsense ever. Do you think for one second they're stopping some multi-million ordering on billion-dollar shot because six people have trouble? You got to be kidding me. This is a joke. All around Europe, there's different countries that are stopping the shot entirely. And yep. Then the drug companies are scrambling and trying to get influence with the politicians. Oh, we got a new version. We got it handled. Oh, trying to get it all settled back. This is ridiculous.
Well, what happened to your uncles?
Go ahead.
What happened to your uncles? What happened to them?
The one uncle who went dark blind, he started to see again kind of patchy. So the light came back, so to speak. So that's good. But
he still can't see. Okay, still can't see, though.
He still can't see right. He still can't see right.
Okay.
The other uncle that could see but couldn't, kind of went legally blind, he can see a little better. Went back to the doctor. The doctor did something. He saw better, started to see better. Now my uncle's telling me that he's having trouble again. So I don't. I need to call him and ask him specifically, or ask him my aunt, but I don't even want to go there with him. That's how, I mean, it's, I'm just really, it really is upsetting. It really,
well,
that's
I don't understand why they haven't called you. He should have called and said, Dan, you were right. He should have at least done that.
Do you think for one second I didn't even tell you the other part of this. One, do you think for one second that their doctor's going to equate Let me tell you something even further. The one uncle that went dark, that went completely dark, he's in the hospital with symptoms. He's telling the doctor he can't breathe right. He says he hasn't been able to breathe right, blah, blah, blah. So he's telling them it's not just his eyes. He says something's going on. Do you think for one second that hospital would even test him for COVID? They wouldn't even test him for COVID.
Hang on through the break, Daniel. Hang on through the break. Folks, this is phenomenal. I told you it's going to be phenomenal. If you have any questions, comments, you can call and talk to us, of course, at 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor. a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Store Foods, the only store food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best store foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is war.
Alrighty, folks, we are back here and talking to Daniel Brinkman. We'll give you a phone number to order some Numana Foods. And I don't know what else to say to you. With all this going on, with all the shortages that we're talking about, folks, and we are seeing, and it's already started, we're seeing inflation going through the roof. You had better buy some food while you can. The price of lumber in the last few months has went up 1,400%. Do you not think it's going to affect everything? And corn and soybeans and other and wheat are becoming scarce, and China's buying up all the supply we have. Folks, I'm telling you, I'm warning you, you better prepare. That's all I can do. I'm just a pure old man, just a hillbilly from West Virginia, but all I can do is tell you the truth. We share enough news with you right now tonight on who's behind this, why they're behind it, and the facts of what happened when we take the vaccine. Daniel shared from his own family's experiences. If you listen tonight and you're a first-time listener, check all this out and make sure we're telling you the truth. I will not lie to you. I've been on the radio over 28 years. I didn't stay in the radio by lying to people. I've never taken a salary from this ministry. Never. We pay the bills and go on, because I'm not called to get rich from this. I'm trying to be a servant to my God in heaven and maybe help the people along the way. But you're hearing testimony from a man tonight who's been through this. And Daniel, before you go back to what we're talking about, how can people get a hold of Numana Food?
They can call the number 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775, or go to numana.com.
And also, you also, of course, have the Power Hour. You've been running there for a while since Joyce left. And the power number, I should have it memorized, but I'm going to let you tell them what it is. If you folks or products that you need, call the power. Ask, talk to Jay.
877-817-9829. 877-817-9829.
All we're doing, folks, is offering help. That's all we're trying to do. Let's take a phone call from Ohio. Let's talk to Addison. Addison, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Pastor, can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's pretty daggone special to be sitting here in my living room talking to the two of the most famous stars in all of America.
Wow, what are you talking to? Who are you talking to, Daniel?
I don't know. Addison, golly. I need my poster of Addison on my wall now. Go ahead,
Addison. Hey, guys, I did want to bring this up. This is important. I am a truck driver, and I deliver to quite a few small factories. And the fellows that unload me are some of the sweetest guys in the world. But several of them have taken a shot, and I've noticed specifically three of them that's actually, since they've had the shot approximately a month now, they've actually started getting hostile. Their personalities have changed, and
that, yes, oh my God! I don't mean to interrupt you, Addison, but that I was. Oh my gosh, you are not the first person that's told me that. And I go ahead. You're making my jaw hit the floor right now because I'm starting to see the same thing. Go ahead.
And I've seen this. These are fellows that I hear about their families, and they hear about my families, and they're just wonderful, wonderful people. But now they're almost hostile. Now they haven't been hostile to me, but they're because I'm in and out. But their fellow workers, in other words, this is a big red flag to me. That it's changing sweet men into grumpy, hostile people that don't enjoy life.
I agree.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Wow.
And it's also, if this changes DNA, if this changes, and does change DNA, you become actually a nanobot. You become a cyborg with the nanobots in your body. But if it changes your DNA, Addison, it has to change your demeanor. It has to change your countenance. It has to do that. Now, it has to. You heard Daniel say that when his uncle got the shot, he got 10 years old overnight, so to speak. Then he lost his sight. But this change of DNA is going to change you.
It's,
go ahead.
This is really not a vaccine at all.
No, it's not.
If you look up the definition of a vaccine, it has a weakened pathogen or virus or whatever you want to call it, dead or weakened. They haven't even isolated the COVID-19 actual virus right yet at this point in time.
No, they haven't.
And
they can't even find it yet.
This is a big hoax, and I see half of the nation divided. The numbers that they're saying they're getting vaccinated, that's bogus numbers. If you hear it on the mainline news, anything that you hear is a lie. These numbers that they're telling you are lies. Most of the people I know are concerned about the vaccine. They're questioning it. They don't want to get sick. The majority of the people I know are not taking the vaccine. Okay?
Well, Good for them.
That number, if that number, I mean, they're saying 136 million, basically more or less, a little less, they're saying that half of America's taking a shot. I just don't believe that. I don't know that.
Well,
I just don't believe it.
You know, the Bible tells us, do not put your trust in man, and we've been lied to by our own government that we're supposed to be in control of. But I think we found out just about 4 or 5 months ago that we don't have too much control at all. What happens in Washington?
Wow.
These things are facts. So just don't listen to the numbers that they're telling us. just before you do anything, do your own daggone research.
Yes.
And
yes,
the research that I've done, this is a big no-no. And my main goal in life is to be with my Lord and Savior. And if there's a chance that this can change my DNA, change me from being me, his creation, and I might not get to heaven. Now, people would argue, I'm not going to take a chance on my salvation. Or my health.
I'm not saying that this is so, but as I'm hearing stories and hearing what you're saying, how people's demeanor's changing, I'm seeing, you know, my relatives' major physical things just all of a sudden come out of nowhere. I can't help but think of the movie I Am Legend and the plot to the movie I Am Legend, the new one with Will Smith that was, you know, 10 years ago or whatever it was. And in the plot of that... Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
We've all heard of population reduction. Okay, it's been on all the news, it's been on the internet, it's been everywhere. They got monuments built for population reduction, okay? And I think that this is a factual statement. This vaccine is part of the population reduction.
It is. If you read the Georgia Guidestones, they want it down to 500 million worldwide.
You are right about I Am Legend, Daniel.
Well, the plot of the movie, if you remember, if you ever get a chance to watch that movie again, the news is they come out, there's a virus, they come out with a miracle vaccine. They tout it as a miracle. They all take the vaccine. Something goes wrong. The vaccine turns the people and mutates them and changes them. And then it turns into basically walking zombie or whatever, and the people they're mutated and they're destroyed. And they're changed from human. They're not human anymore. That's the plot of I Am Legend. I mean, I can't help but I'm not saying that that's what's happening, but I can't help but think, God dang, this is way too close to home for me.
When I have personally witnessed the personality changes of wonderful, hardworking men that have families that they love very much. Getting up and going to work every day, believed in the system, got to roll up your sleever, and now their personalities are changed. People, please, please do some research.
Amen.
Check things.
Well,
amen.
I hope they just don't feel good. You know, when you don't feel good, you get grumpy too. I pray that, you know, maybe the shot just made them a little sick, if that makes sense. I hope it just made them not feel well. I hope it's not. I hope, God, my dear God, I hope it's not manipulating the person.
I'm afraid it is. I don't want to think it either, Daniel, but I'm afraid it is. We got to jump out. It's a good call, though. Thanks for the point. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, love you guys.
Love you too,
thank
man.
Thank you. God bless you, buddy.
Let's go next to Alan in Michigan. Alan, come on in.
Yes. You were talking about the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, and there were only six people who got a blood clot. Would you say that there are an awful lot more people that got bad symptoms than what they're reporting?
Absolutely.
Oh, I don't think there's any question. I mean, on his face, do you think for a second that a vaccine company, a pharmaceutical company, is going to stop a 100, who knows how, when it's all said and done, multi-billion-dollar product. Do you think they're taking a multi-billion-dollar product off the shelves because of six people were hurt? I mean, you ask yourself that question.
Okay. You figure that there are a whole lot more than what they're reporting.
Absolutely.
Well, the VAERS report, the vaccine, the government's own VAERS report, if you know what the VAERS report, the I can't remember what it says, vaccine incident report that the government has. Now, they've even admitted in their own studies that 80 to 90% of people that have problems do not report. Okay, so having said that, in the past 4 months, there have been almost 4,000 deaths, associated with vaccines that they've admitted. I mean, think about how hard that is to get a doctor to admit. But, yeah, 4,000 or almost 4,000 have happened, and there's been 80, don't quote me, but 85,000, I think, 85,000 incidences in 3 or 4 months that you're talking. And that's the government's own reporting, own substantiated board that is saying this. That's not me saying it. And they've all admitted, and you can just imagine, you know, I would say at least 80% of the incidences are not reported, and probably more like 90.
I agree. Totally agree. Anything else, Alan?
No, that's it. Thank you.
All right, good call. Folks, got
goodbye.
Lines open. Goodbye. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Like I said, now we're being off smart, folks, between 8 and 3:45. Take your phone calls. If you have any questions, comments on tonight's program, information you might want, call tomorrow and let us know. We're here to try to help if we can. And Daniel, you've been on the radio now for several years. How long has it been since you've been on the radio since Joyce left?
Jeez, 5 or 6 years. I can't even believe it. I can't believe it's been that long.
And you know what it's like to prepare for radio shows. You know what it's like to have to get everything put together to do a couple-hour show. I do an hour. I've done it now for over 28 years, and it's, you know, I'm doing 6 a week now with Melody Seastrom as a co-host, too. And it takes preparation. So when I had you in the night, I'm certain that the nights that you're home, you get to be quiet, you enjoy it. So I hate to ask you this, but I want your testimony tonight in front of the people to tell them what happened to your family. And a call we got from Addison absolutely fills in more, because I had heard that this would change personalities.
Well, I was going to say my wife, her mother got the shot, and she's kind of ornery anyway, but she's even more ornery. I hope she ain't listening. I don't think she is. I'm just being honest.
Mother-in-law. But your wife's mother got the shot. Even, and I'm not saying. And listen, I understand. My wife's sister got her shot, and I didn't think my power to warn them, and they ignored me.
Let me tell you how frustrating this is. My mother-in-law, I gave her the video. I know Sherry Tenpenny extremely well. Her research, the interviews of her. I sent her an interview where she talks about the shot and what's possible with the DNA and blah, 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 before it even rolled out. And then I think I sent her another one from somebody else, the scientists in Ireland, saying, hey, I mean, there's a lot of possibilities here. We don't even, this ain't right. You know, and here's what you got to look out for. I sent her those interviews. She watched them. And she finally made the decision, well, I want to travel. I said, well, my God, I mean, I guess you want to travel then. I don't know what to tell you. I cannot believe that any level-headed person would listen to Sherry Tenpenny's interview and have her explain this about the DNA and how it goes in your system and the mRNA and the messengers and the cross-connection between DNA, RNA, and the expression and proteins. I cannot believe anybody would listen to an interview like that and not have pause and not think, well, at the very least, let me just sit back and wait a year or two and see what happens. I'm just shocked. I mean, I can't even believe it, to be perfectly honest with you.
Well, and it's experimental. And they never said it wasn't experimental. I mean, the news even said it wasn't. Go ahead.
One thing I have to tell you before the hour's up. I understood, but I didn't understand. Now I understand perfectly why they censored those doctors talking about hydroxychloroquine and then later ivermectin so much. I never understood it until somebody sent me a sheet that came from the grocery store where they were giving shots. And in the insert, it says, some things are used for emergency use if there is no other known treatment. And I read that, and the whole thing clicked. They had to attack hydroxy. They had to attack ivermectin. There could not be another known treatment for this, for them to get emergency use authorization without any trials.
Uh-huh.
There had to be. And it clicked.
That makes perfect
sense.
My
God! I just about hit the floor when I saw that. It all made sense to me.
It's falling together for those who want to see it. Let's go to Washington State and talk to Carolyn. Carolyn, come on in. Welcome.
Hi. I've got several things here I want to ask you about. I wanted to know, Pastor Butch, where you got that information that I could get that information that you read about the accidents.
Yeah, the accidents.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I got you. That's from Dr. Buttar. You can probably find that anywhere you look for down to Dr. Buttar, B-U-T-T-A-R, Advanced Medicine Channel. Somebody look up for you online. You can find them on my website. It's under, on my website under Health News and COVID Hoax. It's on there also.
Oh, great. Thank you. Another thing I wanted to mention was a friend that had that COVID shot announced at our Zoom Bible study that she had to actually get up and leave church because she had a panic attack of the crowds, which she had never had before, never. And now she's afraid to go into stores that have a lot of cars out front. She waits to shop really late or very early in the morning. She's terrified of crowds.
Her DNA's been changed.
I don't know if there's a connection, but that happened right after her
DNA's
shot.
Been changed. Her DNA, Carolyn's been changed. She's no longer
the woman she was. Yeah.
It's been changed.
Now, the other thing, the most serious one to me is in order to have my sciatica operation December 31st of last year, before I knew what they put on these nose swabs, I had to have a swab up my nose in order for the hospital to accept me. So I did have that, and I'm really worried about the repercussions. I don't know what to do.
Well, I can tell you this. I talked to Glenn Parnum. You know who he is.
Uh-huh.
I asked him about that. He said, if it hadn't affected you within a couple months, don't worry about it. It's not going to affect you.
Oh, boy. I hope not. Okay.
That's why he told me.
The last thing I wanted to mention is that Dr. Mercola has how nebulized peroxide helps against respiratory infections, and he mentions specifically COVID. So anyone might want to look up Dr. Mercola.
Okay.
And his nebulized peroxide.
Okay. All right. Good point.
I thought that was an interesting antidote.
Thank you for sharing, Carolyn. That was amazing.
That's good information.
Okay,
good
you.
Questions.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome. God bless. Let's go next to Wisconsin and talk to Dino. Dino, come on in.
Yes, I'm calling back, gang. You're in Texas, Missouri, right?
Do what now?
What do you know?
Are you in Dexter, Missouri? That's where you're located?
Yes.
Yeah, because I've heard about you for a couple of years. Yeah. And speaking of aunts and uncles, my dad has been dead 15 years, and he had an aunt. She was 88 years old out there, people. About a month ago, I didn't even know about it because I didn't even go to the funeral. I was close to her. She's my dad's sister. She was about 88 years old. She took the vaccine, and she was dead in 5 days.
Uh-huh.
And I told her about... Yep.
Go ahead.
In
That's
five
sad.
Days.
That's called population yep. control. That's called euthanasia.
Yeah,
that's what
Bill Gates is the one. Bill Gates is the one who said we got to have to choose whether to have a teacher or to keep Granny alive. You remember
That's
that?
Right. So, he said that. Yes, he did.
And despite the fact my aunt was into a lot of natural stuff, but she got brainwashed, unfortunately, by going to the big church I left. And I have three more. Well, one more thing to say, that how we can fight this. Here's some verses to write down, everybody. It's in the book of Luke. Very interesting books. Luke 19:27 tells us Christ that we should kill enemies when we have to. Luke 20:20 says, "For the government will use spies to spy on us." And Luke 21:35 says, "The whole world will have this." This will be a worldwide snare that we should be aware of. So if we can write these down, people, Luke 19:27, 20:20 and 21:35. Yep, we gotta get back to what God says, people. And you know Acts 5:29, right? Right, Butch?
Oh, yes, I do. Yes, Dan? Yes. Yep, have to obey God over man. Yep. Absolutely. Good point. Good call, Dino. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Good call. Down the last 3 minutes, Daniel. If they were the last 3 minutes you had on earth, what do you want to tell the people?
I would tell people that life is a gift. We've been given a gift and an opportunity, and our purpose on earth is to, you know, like the Declaration of Independence, life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. You know, that term, pursuit of happiness, is extremely unique in the history of the world. It's one of the very few places it has ever been written, pursuit of happiness, in the Declaration of Independence. We have been endowed with a divine inheritance, an endowment, that our commission is to pursue true happiness, that we have to have the choice to use our moral agency to pursue truth, to have the liberty to go about the earth to make these decisions. There is nothing more important than the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, nothing more important on this earth. My life, my physical life, is not as important as that. Our refuge, our defense, our offense, all of it is wrapped up in the Bill of Rights. And when we put aside the Bible, we put aside the things of God, we're putting aside his mandates. We're putting aside
the
divinity within us.
That's right.
And so if you want to get back in a secular way, whether somebody believes in God or doesn't, you focus on the Declaration of Independence. You focus on the Bill of Rights. You start a path which allows you to focus on the Bible and to pursue true happiness and the source of your creation. And I care about you. I have spent the last 5 years, my family, it's not easy. It's a sacrifice to do this, but we have done it because we care about you, we care about mankind, we care about God. And I know Pastor Butch, his heart, and I know he's similar, has similar feelings. And please do your best. Know that God is with you. Know that we are with you in spirit and heart and our effort. And no matter where you are, God is with you. Even if you're an army of one, you are an army wherever you are. And
Amen.
Liberty, truth, and justice, and all these things, the universe is on your side, and I bless you with whatever power I have to bless you. Call forth the blessings of heaven and wisdom upon you, and God bless you wherever you go, and keep you, and keep us together, in the name of Jesus.
Man, Daniel, I appreciate being with us tonight. I'll be in touch with you again in the near future, okay?
Thank you, Pastor. God bless you and your great audience.
Talk to you soon. All right, folks, I'll see you off tomorrow between 9 and 3:45. Get the hope to talk to you then. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.